Hello, men, and welcome to the Bandit's Den. Today I want to talk about these fucking dating coach wall hitters. So many wall hitters, for some reason, have taken it upon themselves to essentially state what they want guys to do for them in starting relationships, in continuing the relationship, stuff like that. These wall hitters who have never had a successful relationship or just aren't in one right now, and they want so desperately to be in one, even though their standards are way too high. I mean, maybe 10 years ago, their standards were reasonable. But now, 10 years later, they're becoming less and less reasonable with each passing day. Each passing day after they have started to hit the wall, okay? And really, I just find these videos annoying and kind of sad in a way, because they just don't get it. They just don't understand. And that's all they're doing here is they're putting out there to the public what they want guys to do for them specifically. And it's the same fucking bullshit every single time. The same crap that bitches tell dudes that doesn't work. Alright? Now, let's check out this chick who's really fucking obnoxious. I won't be surprised if most of you don't make it halfway through this video. Alright? Let's see what she has to say.
But make sure you aren't accidentally rejecting us or putting out there that we should stop putting out for you. Here are 8 things you can stop doing right now so that you can get her and get her to Pound Town and Partner Town whenever you want. So the first way you are accidentally rejecting us is by not approaching us.
And there you have it, guys. That's the thing. Is they see it as rejection when they feel like there it's actual rejection when some dude, some 10 out of 10 motherfucker walking by them doesn't pay attention to them, doesn't approach them, right? This chick essentially wants every dude she's interested in to approach her, all right? And she thinks that if that doesn't happen, she's being rejected. See, these chicks, they have absolutely no fucking idea what it's like to walk up to somebody, try to number close, and then set up the date. If you're successful in number closing, set up the date in such a way that it's interesting, engaging, and is a good segue to fucking, all right? She has no fucking clue. Just like every other chick. And she'll mention later how less and less guys are paying attention to her, that it's obviously because she's starting to hit the wall. She can't get the 21-year-old frat bro dudes that spend the majority of their free time lifting weights anymore. She's like in her mid-30s at least, and has to gob on makeup to look attractive. All right, now let's continue.
So, like, me and my girlfriends will, like, be at the bar, or we'll be at the club, or we'll be at the Whole Foods, and we'll be sitting there like, oh my god, like, is he looking at me? Is he looking at me? Ah, is he coming over yet? And if you never come and fucking talk to us, we'll just sit there and be like, all right, like, I guess that's not my prince.
Yeah. I guarantee you there are lots of chicks I walk past that are probably thinking exactly that. And most of them are wall hitters like this chick, you know. Chicks my age who look 10 years older than me. That just give me the look like, oh, please talk to me. It's not happening, all right? Not only am I a single, happily single, and celibate MGTOW monk now because of crazy bitches like this, but I'm not into old chicks. I'm not into old dried up bags. I'm just not. If I'm gonna break my celibacy streak, it's gonna be on a nice, hot, young, tight body. Not some chick who has bat wings for triceps. All right, let's continue.
We'll just move on with our lives. Honestly, I went out these past 2 weekends with my cousin and with one of my friends, and nobody talked to us. And you bet your ass, we saw some, like, really cute guys.
And that's the problem. That's the fucking problem. She is assuming that every cute guy should be talking to her. Right here, she's assuming that all these dudes accidentally rejected her. Right? And there's so much fucking projection here. All right? She's trying to essentially say every fucking cute guy that she sees, every dude that she's interested in, should be approaching her. And if they're not approaching her, well, they're accidentally rejecting her, and that's all there is to it. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's hitting the wall. It has nothing to do with the fact that, well, hey, maybe a lot of guys are starting to focus on themselves instead of women because they're realizing, whether they're MGTOW or not, they're realizing that relationships are stupid. Now let's continue.
And we were making, like, super sexy eyes with them. But lo and behold, nobody came over. Except for the weird ones with the Asian fetishes. Like, I love Asians. But we're not talking about those guys.
Yep. Nobody came over except for dudes that she wasn't interested in. Well, you know, these bitches always complain about that. How it's only creepy or weirdo dudes that approach them. Have these bitches ever considered approaching dudes themselves? I'm sure she'll mention it later. Whoops.
So, like I always say, who cares what she wants? If you want her, go talk to her. Don't reject yourself first just because you think she might. Because we women, we are dying to meet awesome men like you. I promise.
And it's not going to happen, honey. It's not going to. All right? You weren't dying to meet good men 10 years ago, no doubt. And now you're dying to meet a good man. You kind of approached it in a backward way. And this whole fucking video, like I said, it's all about her. It's all about what she wants dudes, what she's expecting dudes to do for her. This isn't fucking dating coaching. This isn't coaching men how to be good PUAs or anything. This is her just complaining. Complaining about how good men don't go after her anymore. Let's continue.
Second way you're rejecting us is when you don't make a move. Okay, I'm...
Again, she's going off and being like, oh, well, you need to go out on the limb. Just because you're not going out on the limb means you're rejecting me. You need to risk your face, right? You need to risk your face, risk rejection, in order to have a shot at me, even though I'm fucking interested in you, right? Well, again, it's not going to happen.
Sorry, I don't care about this Me Too era bullshit. We still want you to...
Well, that's too bad. Your sisters are ruining it for you. Your sisters are ruining it for you, alright? So, we do care about the Me Too bullcrap. And, doesn't matter if you don't care about it. Doesn't matter how much you think you're not going to be some chick accusing some famous guy on down the road for sexual misconduct. Doesn't matter what you think. What matters is the reality of risk. All right?
To take us into Pound Town. And I don't know any single girl out here who would actively make a move on a guy that she really, really liked. So there have been plenty of times I've been like really into guys and they've never, ever tried to put anything near my body. So I've just thought to myself like, okay, I guess he just wants to be friends. Again, if you don't lead us into Pound Town, we sure as hell aren't gonna go there. Only hoes lead to Pound Town.
All right. And see, later she'll bring something up about how us guys care so much about what other people think about us or whatever the fuck. That's not how our minds work, all right? That's how chicks' minds work, right? So if everybody's afraid of how they look and stuff like that, well, then nothing's ever going to fucking happen. All right? But that's how she feels. Oh, well, I'm worried about what this guy... I really want to suck this dude's dick, but I'm worried he'll think I'm a whore if I suck his dick. Just get to sucking, all right? It's as simple as that. Okay, if some chick, even though she's a wall hitter like this, approached me in fucking Walmart, as rare as I am in Walmart, It was like, hey, let's go to the family bathroom. I'm going to suck your dick. I'd be like, okay, cool. And my opinion of her wouldn't be any lower. I mean, I might even have a higher opinion of her because I'm like, damn, she was completely straight up front and completely honest about her intentions with approaching me instead of all this beating around the bush bullshit. Yeah, let's continue.
Don't want you to think
shit, I keep hitting the wrong thing.
The third way you're rejecting us is when you're not communicating enough. Okay, fine, maybe you hate texting because it's so disingenuous, yo. Or maybe you're not that big of a talker. Either way, if you don't like texting, you better fucking call me. And if you're not much of a talker, you better fucking text me. Or maybe you don't ask her a lot of questions because you figure, well, she talks enough. Or maybe you don't open up about yourself at all because she doesn't ask you questions. Either way, this is about getting to know one another.
Yeah. Hit me up constantly, please. Hit me up constantly. Yeah, because that always sparks interest in women. When it seems apparent that you have nothing better to do than to follow her around like a lost puppy. Oh yeah, bitches find that really fucking attractive. Let me tell you, worked every time I tried it.
And if you don't make an active point to get to know me deep inside my heart and mind, I'm gonna think you don't wanna get deep inside my vagina. The fourth way you're accidentally rejecting us is by not wanting to seem too into us. So a lot of guys are out there like, oh yeah, I gotta play it cool, bro. Or you don't wanna seem too thirsty. But what you're doing is you're accidentally showing us that you're not into us at all. I get it, you don't wanna seem too available. You don't wanna be a doormat. You don't wanna be her lap dog. But you also don't wanna disappear completely and make us think that you don't even wanna be in the run.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because then if you ever happen to reappear, then she'll be like, oh my god, this guy that I couldn't obtain, oh my god, he's actually giving me the time of day all of a sudden. And she'll drop everything for you.
Running for a bajay? Because if we get a sense that you're not that into us at all, we'll think like, okay, he probably like has other girls and I don't want to like fight with other girls. Like, fuck him, I have other guys who want me. So take it from me, don't play so hard to get that she thinks that she'll never fucking get you, so she should give up now. Which brings me to number five, is not making any room for us in your life. So okay, you have a boys' night every Sunday.
Shit.
Awesome. Or maybe you play flag football every Saturday in the park with your coworkers. That's all fine. What I'm talking about is you have every single weekend booked and refuse to make any changes for her. A lot of guys are afraid that if they like stop doing the like really cool thing I was doing as like a really cool single guy, that it'll make them seem like, I don't know, they're whipped or that.
And that's the thing. The dudes are not fucking worried about what they're gonna seem like to a chick, right? They're not as worried as women are. Like earlier, she was talking about worrying about you thinking she's a whore, even though she probably is. It's like every chick that talks like this is. Any chick that wants to go to Pound Town is a fucking whore or a slut, alright? But, dudes don't really care about it. The whole reason they're not fucking making time for chicks anymore is because they've seen so many married men have to give up their passions, have to give up their hobbies. And maybe dudes are just not wanting to budge anymore. Because bitches always try to rip that shit away from us, right? Our happy fun times.
They're like puppy dogs and like have no balls anymore. But if you don't make any room for me in your life, I'm gonna think you don't fucking want me in your life. So take it from me, give her a little wiggle room in there, and she'll let you wiggle your thing in her room in there. The sixth way is when you don't tell us
so
what you really think
annoying.
Or feel about something. So if I ask you if you want to come play kickball with me and you actually have like a really bad knee and fucking hate playing kickball, then don't tell me like, yeah, cool, I love to kick the ball, let's go kickball. Because what you're doing is you are keeping me from having an opportunity to get to know you more and to help you be.
Whatever. I'm tired of listening to this chick. Anyways, all these dating coach chicks that post junk like this, These are just their gripes and complaints about their current dating situation, about all of their recent attempts at dating. Even though most chicks' attempts at dating are really feeble. I mean, let's face it. They want you to approach them. They want you to lead the conversation. They want you to decide on the spot to go for whatever activity on your dates. You know? They want you to lead them into sexual activities. They want you to do everything. Alright? So, for lack of a better word, I would call it an attempt at dating. It's always all their little gripes about things. And a lot of them don't have any bearing on reality. Since when has it been a really successful move for getting laid to just bend over backward and let this chick monopolize all of your time and constantly text or call her? That has never been a winning move for getting laid, unless you're just a really fucking attractive dude, okay? And even then, it could bite you in the ass. But for any of you MGTOW men out there who are trying to get laid still for whatever reason, most likely it's the biological imperative for reproduction, and you just feel better when you fuck a bitch once in a while. Don't take anything these chicks have to say seriously. Don't take them seriously, because these are just their gripes and complaints that they're going to have for the rest of their lives, because they just can't make up their goddamn minds about some shit. Just like the always having time reserved for her, right? Always texting and calling her. They don't want that. The more successful dudes hardly pay attention to the chicks, and they hardly have any time for them, too. All right? So, I hate to say it, but check out Red Pill content creators that talk about how to game bitches, right? Don't listen to these chicks because they have no clue. And they're just complaining. These are just complaint videos. That's all they're doing is complaining about dating. Complaining about guys that they've dated. Alright? That's all it is. Just a bunch of pissing and moaning. So anyways, guys, of course, stay strong out there and spread the word that MGTOW is not a bad thing. There are endless possibilities for self-improvement. And instead of listening to some slewer that just has a bunch of complaining to do about guys that she was really attracted to, whose cocks she sucked, and she still has complaints, instead of listening to them for dating advice, why don't you listen to dudes that get a lot of play instead? But, as always, gentlemen, stay single out there.